Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Happy 15th of April. I hope you've paid your taxes, or maybe you're getting a refund in the United States. Thanks so much for tuning in. And we are in the Psalms, which has been such a blessing to me. Yesterday, I talked a little bit about body image and my struggle with that. Thank you to all of you who understand, and I hope that today's prayer is helpful for you as well. So this is Psalm 27, a Psalm of David in the New International Version. It says this, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of a sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his sacred tent, I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, O Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, God, my Savior. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, Lord, and lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, spouting malicious accusations. I will remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we do want to seek your face. We do want to chase after you. We do want to say that you are our light. You are our salvation. We don't need to fear anything else, but I lift up those who are fearing today, including myself. And I pray you would deliver us from all the things that we worry about, all our anxious thoughts, all the things that we think about toward the future. Help us to be in this moment right now, praising you instead of projecting into the future all the worries and things that we worry will happen. Lord, deliver us from those who act as enemies in our lives. That's a difficult prayer, and we're not really sure sometimes like how to reconcile that with turning the other cheek. But Lord, you will give us wisdom, and so I pray for that wisdom of how to deal with enemy-like people in our lives. Lord, we want to dwell in your house all the days of your life, to gaze on your beauty, to seek you where you can be found, and you're so close, you're as close as our breath. Lord, you keep us safe, and so for those who are experiencing heartache, who are experiencing neglect, who are experiencing harsh words, I pray that you would shelter them from the conspiracy of tongues. Shelter them in your sacred tent. Shelter them from what is going on. Be the rock that they can run to and stand on and be sheltered in. Lord, we trust you. And Lord, one of the things that I've been kind of thinking about lately has been the fact that a lot of times I have forgotten to sing. I've forgotten to worship. I've forgotten. I've just become so preoccupied in my own mind throughout the day that I have not sung to you and praised you and worshiped you. So Lord, would you help us to dust off a couple worship songs today and sing our way through the day instead of ruminating on what isn't right? Lord, thank you that you hear our voices when we call on you, and you are merciful and you answer. We choose to seek your face. Lord, I love verse 10, though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. And I experienced both of those things, and you did receive me. So I praise you for that today. And there are many others out there who were forsaken by their mother or their father or neglected. And they know that you are the good mother and father who has loved them and has drawn them with loving kindness. Lord, we pray that we would see the goodness of you in the land of the living. We want to wait for you. We want to be strong and take heart and wait for your goodness. We trust you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by musicforthesoul.org, Steve Seiler's ministry. And of course, he would probably cringe for me to say his ministry because it's really the Lord's ministry. And there's a lot of people that contribute music to this site. So it's kind of an amalgamation of lots of different pieces of music that help you heal from some of the trauma and the pain from the past. He has released a free song for you, and you can go to musicforthesoul.org/resources/pray, and you can download Stain Upon My Heart. It's a free song. And then there's also a coupon code PRAYEVERYDAY30 or PED30. So just the letters PED30 to take 30% off the rest of the site. This ministry was founded in 2001. It's a community of professional musicians, therapists, pastors, and ministry leaders committed to offering life-giving resources to those whose hearts are hungry for understanding, self-worth, wholeness, and peace. So check out musicforthesoul.org, and I pray that this would be just a lovely place for your soul to find rest.